following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Bookish Banter, where we're going to be diving into the literary world, dissecting wild theories, and spilling all the bookish tea. I'm your host, DJ Pisces. Welcome to episode one. Today we're going to be reviewing and discussing three of my favorite thriller reads. Our first book is The Wife Upstairs by Rachel Hawkins. In this amazing gothic thriller, we follow our main character, Jane, who's a struggling dog walker in an upscale neighborhood in Birmingham, Alabama. She then starts a relationship with the wealthy and very mysterious widower, Eddie Rochester. As the romance deepens, Jane uncovers dark secrets about Eddie's past, especially about his wife, Bea, who supposedly drowned but may not be as gone as everyone thinks. In the beginning, this book was picked purely based off a gut instinct and just liking what I read on the back, which ended up being one of the best books I've read. But now, let's get into some of my favorite and not so favorite parts of this book. Overall, this book, I think, did a great job on storyline and creating the plot and also character development and just really getting in on those relationships. With our main character, Jane, it was really neat to see how someone goes from struggling to get by day and doesn't have much money and is living in a not so great area and just trying to come up through life and ends up being in this whole different, like, new world, this new style of life just by being with someone. And I really liked how the author just kind of let us see and feel kind of what she was feeling and see how everyone was treating her and also see how it made her feel to be with Eddie, who is our other main character throughout this story. Also, I believe that Rachel did an amazing job on the twists and turns and the making you feel like you're almost going insane when you think the person that's the good person who isn't really as good as you thought they were, or the bad person who really isn't as bad as you thought they were. And there's so many twists and turns and crazy things that I was on the edge of my seat throughout the entire read. And it was just purely just so entertaining and just a complete page turner. I was just so shocked and stunned throughout the entire book. With Eddie and Jane, I feel like they had almost a rushed connection in a way, but it was like a princess story for her. It was like, I get this life that I've always wanted with this man who's like my Prince Charming, whereas Eddie was more kind of what I feel was latching on to her because of the death of his wife, which we end up finding out wasn't really true. I think this book also did an amazing job on acknowledging the concept of living in someone else's shadow, whereas in the story, Jane is basically living in the shadow of Eddie's supposedly dead wife, Bea. And she's kind of having to sit there and like try to be someone else she's not, or live up to the standard of person considering they're high class, they're rich, they have this estate in this company that, you know, that Bea built for herself and that Eddie was also still running, continuing to be with Jane. And being around all these people that judge her all the time, and she, you know, she's just a dog walker that they all think just grabbed on to Eddie for money. It's just, it's kind of nice to see like the author kind of dive more into that aspect and really show it from her perspective, which was just interesting for me to see. And I think she did a really great job on hitting that mark. But hitting more on the topics of the genres of thriller, the genre of suspense, mystery, gothic thriller, everything this book goes into, it was so well done. Like hitting all the mystery aspects and the characters that you think are the bad guys. Like I, even myself, I think jumped a few times at certain things, and it had me feeling really eerie and kind of weird in my stomach because it just had that really gothic, like kind of horror movie feeling to it where it just makes you feel weird. But it was so well done that if I could go back and sit there and read this book again and feel all those feelings, I would. 100% I would. And if we have to go on our star scale of out of 5 stars, this book is 5 stars. I know other people's opinions may have, you know, a different rating, but my rating has to be 5 stars. It was just so, so well done. So well done. Rachel Hawkins, you did amazing on this book. So amazing. Now, going into my least favorite things, I say, if you guys could see least in quotation marks, because there's nothing I really don't necessarily like about it. I will say at the end, great ending, but I think there were some parts where it's like I had some questions still unanswered. But then again, thinking about the genre of the book, that's probably what I'm gonna get from it. And that's okay. So I don't necessarily like not really appreciate that, but then again, that's just my preference. On to our second book. We're going to be diving in to The Drowning Kind by Jennifer McManus. Also, keep in mind that I said the word diving for later in our discussion. In this supernatural thriller, we're introduced to social worker Jax, who returns to her family's Vermont home after her estranged sister Lexi drowns in their grandmother's pool. She uncovers a dark history tied to the water. Flashbacks to 1929 reveal the eerie origins of the pool, rumored to grant wishes at a terrible cost. As Jax digs deeper, she realizes the past and the present are dangerously intertwined and some secrets refuse to stay buried. Upon choosing this book, originally it was the cover art that really drew me in and had me wanting to know more about this book and see if it's something that I would like. And then when it came to reading the summary, the supernatural aspects of this book, along with it also being a thriller, really sealed the deal for me and made me buy this book. For this book, on our scale of 5-star ratings, I do have to give this book 3.5 stars, simply due to the fact that the ending was such a letdown for me that it just ruined it for me. And it's so disappointing because the book overall, plot, storyline, buildup, was simply so beautiful, and I just wanted so much more from the ending, and it just left me in the end slamming my book onto my desk. So, not too impressed by it, but let's get into why I gave it its rating and why I think it could have been better, but also let's get into what my favorite parts are and what my least favorite parts are. So starting off with my favorite part to this book, because I don't really want to start off on a negative, because overall it was a really great book. So going into my favorites, I really appreciated the flashbacks. I know some people can't really do flashbacks well in like storytelling, especially more in like thrillers and supernatural. It is kind of difficult to do because you can get lost. But I feel like this one did a really great job of doing the flashbacks in a way of like kind of having you be like, okay, like, is this just like a normal flashback or like, you know, just something that's kind of irrelevant? But no, it was something that was written in such an amazing way that it managed to bring together both past and present and show you how it fit and like just really mess with your brain in that way. And it was so clever and so well done that I really just appreciated that. And it was one of my favorite parts. I also really appreciated the character development and the storytelling within those characters. Like our main character, Jax, she's a social worker who has had a lot of family stuff, a lot of problems with her dad and her sister and her, you know, her dad's an alcoholic and there's so many different things. And she kind of just wanted to stay away. And then this whole thing happens with her sister who's got some issues mentally, not like mentally challenged, but, you know, mental illnesses. And she's on her own, but it's just the development between the siblings and themselves and also seeing how in adulthood those things as kids really affect you in later life is very like interesting and very well done, and I really did like that aspect of the book. Overall, those are my favorites. And now sadly we must get into the negatives, which is so sad because this book is really, really good. I again loved almost everything about this book, the plot, the storytelling, the storyline, the build-up, everything, the flashbacks. Everything about this book was so good. The supernatural aspects, the history with the pool just drew you in. But I just feel that there could have been so much more coming from the ending. The ending, I feel like, was just kind of thrown in there and not really paid much attention to. There was so much detail and everything going into everything else, the entire book. And maybe like not even the last 20 pages is where you get the ending. And it was just so disappointing there was so much buildup, and I was so excited, and I was like, I'm going to figure out this mystery. We're going to see what's happening, and I was so let down. I also wish that we could have gone more into character development on their father in a way. I'm not saying that she didn't do that, because she did, and we did learn a lot about their dad and his alcohol abuse, but it's more to like his way of using it to suppress his own mental disorders and mental illnesses. But I just feel like his storyline played so much into their childhood and their upbringing that we could have gone more into that, because there was so much tension throughout the book with Jackson, her father. And I just feel like it could have been done so much better, especially in the ending, because he just happens to pop up, and like the ending, it was just so disappointing. But overall, it was a great book. I just can't give it the full 4 stars or the full 5 stars or even just 4.5 like I want it to have, but it just can't. But now we are going to be going into our very last book of this episode, which is The Obsession by Jesse Q. Sutano. This book is one of my more recent thriller suspense reads, not like too recent, but a couple months ago. And I just loved everything about this. It was pure entertainment. It was nothing that I expected. And it was an absolute page turner. So this story alternates between the perspectives of Logan and Delilah, who are our main characters. Logan, who is the one that stalks Delilah, and Delilah, who is determined to escape the controlling men in her life. When Logan sees Delilah committing a crime, he uses it to blackmail her into his twisted version of a relationship. However, Delilah refuses to be a pawn in Logan's game, and she plots to turn the tables, leading to a suspenseful and darkly humorous battle of wit. And oh my gosh, when I tell you I loved everything about this, it was so good. And I tell you, not anything that I expected. Like, I mean, I guess you can get from the title, The Obsession, you would think it was like a little bit of that, but like, this book took me for a turn, I will tell you that. I mean, honestly, let's just get into my favorites of this book. This book was just chef's kiss. It was amazing. Starting off with Delilah, who's one of our main characters. When you start reading, you think she's just this innocent girl. She lives with her mom. Her dad passed away. She just wants to go to college. She's getting put into this private boarding school, and she's just trying to do the best she can for herself. Little do we know, that is not true. Delilah, don't trust that. She is not what we think she is. And it's just so like crazy to see that in this book. It's something you would never expect. And then we move on to Logan. Star lacrosse player, just naturally smart, gets A's in anything that he does, barely has to try, stays at this boarding school, has money. Every girl wants him. He's hot. He is insane. Point blank insane. That's all I need to say. Insane. You wouldn't think that, but he's insane. Before Delilah even gets to the boarding school where Logan is currently going, he had issues in his past with a whole nother girl who he was obsessed with and needed to be with. And the type of girl that she was just stringing him along, just kind of playing with him because he was younger. I believe he was a freshman. And there was a whole issue, and she ended up sadly unaliving herself. And it kind of messed with him for a while, but everyone kind of knew that he was crazy, kind of knew that he was part of it. And then in comes Delilah, and his whole world changed, and he was just destined to be with her. He had it in his mind, like it was like, it's like an illness that like she was his and he needed to get her. And she didn't even know anything about this. He would put cameras around her house and just like stalk her like crazy, and was just stalk her. That's all you need to know. But when he finds out this crime that she does, he uses it to blackmail her. And then it's just this game of cat and mouse. And Logan believes that he's the cat. He's going to get what he wants. But in the end, you really see that Delilah was always 2 steps ahead of him. And I really loved everything about this book. Going into my rating, I have to give it 4.5 out of 5 stars. Not because anything wasn't amazing about it. I loved everything. Just, I didn't feel like I could give it a full 5 out of 5 stars. Anyways, this brings us to the end of episode 1. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for episode 2 as we turn the page to our next chapter of Bookish Banter.